All right. We are back. Singer here, Israel National Radio. We have a big show for you. Dr. Mitchell Bard will be joining us. Myths and Facts Middle East. He'll be here. Ted Bellman will be joining us on Israel National Radio. Blog IsraelPundit.com. Right now, I am so deeply honored to welcome an Arab-American psychiatrist from Syria, Dr. Wafa Sultan, whose interview on Al Jazeera, I think, blew everybody away. Dr. Sultan, welcome to Israel National Radio.
It is my pleasure. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to express myself and spread my message.
You know, I had the opportunity to speak to you, Dr. Sultan, before we went on air, and I just want to share this little bit with the listeners. And I said to her, I love you. That's what I said. You have inspired me. When I watched your interview, a debate on Al Jazeera, my soul shook because you spoke with such clarity, such moral clarity. Why did you go on Al Jazeera? Why did you agree to do that interview?
Mr. Singer, I'm trying to change the mentality of my people. They have been hostages of their own beliefs and teachings for 14 centuries. No hostage can break the walls of his prison and get out by himself. An outsider has to help him escape his prison. I have been asking who the savior is and answering myself by saying, it is me. My people are in the middle of nowhere, lost and confused. The humanity's caravan has passed by them, and they're way too far from catching it. By changing their way of thinking, I am changing their behaviors and eventually their future.
If you're just tuning in, my guest, and do you hear her voice? I love you. I love you, Dr. Sultan. Voice
I love
is
you
power.
Too. Thank you.
Oh, she's great. Let me ask you this, doctor. In Syria, the country that you grew up in, they hate Israel. They hate the Jewish people. You grew up in that world as a Muslim. How did you change?
You know what? The year 1979 was the turning point of my life. I was a medical student at the University of Aleppo in Syria. At that time, the Muslim Brotherhood committed very ugly and bloody crimes against innocent Syrian people under the name of their God. I had witnessed the killing of my teacher, Professor Yusuf Al-Yusuf. He was a great human being who has nothing to do with the government. They filled his body with hundreds of bullets before my eyes while they were screaming, Allah is great, Allah is great. At that moment, I was traumatized. I had just lost trust in their God and started to question his teaching. This event was the turning point of my life that has led me to the present point.
This takes an enormous amount of courage for you to speak out. And I say to you, as I listen to your words, in a place like Syria, where the government controls all the media, I mean, your head was just filled with information that's filtered through an Arab dictatorship that seeks to control the minds of its citizens, and yet you were able to see through that. Do you believe there are many other people in Syria, in other Islamic dictatorships in the Arab world, that feel the way you do?
Of course I do. Most of the reactions from my readers and audience from all over the Islamic world to my writings and to my debates have been very positive and encouraging. You know, Mr. Singer, my task is absolutely not easy, but it is not impossible. It is a million-mile journey. And I strongly believe that I have walked the very first and hardest 10 miles. It may seem to you and to others that it is too hard and too long, but believe me, I can assure you that the point I have reached doesn't allow me to make any U-turn. I opened the door for others. Everybody was asking himself, who is going to do it? And I told myself, it is me.
You know, doctor, I need advice. Our people need advice because the Jewish people were trying so hard to live in peace. You know, Israel's a very tiny, very, very small country. And
yes,
we try so hard to live in peace with our Arab neighbors, but they don't want us to live in peace. Is it a problem of a clash of civilizations that we're living in? Is it Islam? What is the problem? What are we up against?
You know what? It is not a clash between civilizations. I strongly believe that everybody at both sides has the right to live in dignity and peace. And every side has to admit this right. Not tolerance, but acceptance is the only way to live together. People at both sides have to get to know each other. More avenues should be paved between the two sides at every level of the society and far away from their government. Our Arab governments are corrupted morally and mentally, and they have misled their people and played a major role in their suffering. Up to the very, very first day I immigrated to the United States, I used to believe that Jewish people are not human creatures. They had different features. They had different voices than human. Unfortunately, this was the way I had been raised. By getting to know and work with them here in the States, I have discovered how wrong we were. And the more I work with them, the more I believe we are all human beings. You know, Mr. Singer, there is a common saying, get to know your enemy in order to be able to fight him. Far from this saying, I would say to both side, get to know your enemy in order to be able to befriend him. Because once you know how much suffering your enemy is going through, you would be more compassionate and eventually more tolerant. Get people at both sides, know each other, communicate with each other. And this is the way to become tolerant and more compassionate.
You were raised in Syria with a hatred for Jews, and now you care a great deal about the Jewish people. Dr. Wafa Sultan, what did you discover about my people, the Jews?
As I said, the more I work with them, the more I find out, you know, we are all human beings. They're very, very nice people. The first experience I had in the medical field was with a Jewish doctor. We were four Muslim doctor women in his program, and he treated us very well, very nice. So my experience is great. So I have to break this taboo and tell my people the truth.
You know, yesterday I did a very powerful program with a woman who asked me to send her love to you, Noni Darwish, an Egyptian Arab who feels just the way you do and cares about you a great deal. And there were many, many Muslims in Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois, women who came over to us after the program with the scarves over their heads. And they were so happy. It seems that Muslim women, Islamic women, they want to hear your voice. They want to hear this other side. What is your message to women in the Arab world who I would imagine are deeply oppressed?
I would like to tell every woman in the Islamic world, you are the true leader. Our people are going nowhere if you didn't get in the driver's seat and to drive our new generation safely to their destination. You are, by your nature, more flexible. You are more adherent to your cause and issue. I would like to tell every woman, the men have proved nothing but their failure. By keeping you out of the picture, they misled us, and they took us from disaster to another. I would like to tell every woman, believe in yourself and play your role. Mother Nature has given you the ability to conceive and give birth to life. And I am sure has also armed you with the skills to preserve and improve this life. You are by every means a peaceful creature. And by practicing your natural skills and playing your natural role, you will be able to lead your divided and broken world to peaceful and better life. This is my message to every woman in the Islamic world.
I just want to share this with the listeners. If you want to watch my guest, Dr. Wafa Sultan, psychiatrist on Al Jazeera, go to memory.org. It's memri.org. And you can click and watch it, and it will shake your world. Dr. Sultan, we only have a few moments left. A question for you. Are you optimistic about the future?
Yes, absolutely I am. The bright
Why?
Future I am hoping for is not too far away. Let me tell you something. What I am saying right now, a Saudi woman will say it in 10 years at maximum from now. She will say it not from her home in the States, but from her home in Saudi Arabia. To this point, I am optimistic.
I want to just a final question. You're a psychiatrist, but the psychiatry is not playing a role here, I don't think. This is about a teaching of contempt in Islam. I mean, the problem is rooted in religion. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely I do.
I mean, you could take the whole... In all these studies on psychology, this is not about psychology. People are just raised with the teaching of hatred, and that's what happens. And I pray that your voice will be heard.
I know I'm speaking.
She's wonderful. I want to keep you on, but I know you're so exhausted. Dr. Wafa Sultan, it is an honor to have you here on Israel National Radio. May God bless you and continue to strengthen you so that your voice of morality will be heard. Thank you so much for joining us here on Israel National Radio.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.